Madam Clerk, could you please read item 11?
From the Director of Operations, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to enter into a memorandum of agreement with the City of Wauwatosa for the transfer of 7 Milwaukee County Water Utility customers and the West Water Tower to the City of Wauwatosa.
Supervisor Mayo.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm sorry that I was late earlier, but I was going to withdraw this item because we need to send this to the ICC Corporation for this item. And I would like to lay this item and refer this to the ICC for their vote and approval.
Thank you. Supervisor Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to know the maker of that motion, what the purpose was. I guess I'm a little confused as to the ICC's role and... So, Mr. Chairman, if I could have that addressed, please.
We will, hopefully Supervisor Mayo will be able to respond to your question. If not, we can have our staff deal with it. Supervisor Mayo.
The reason why I'm moving the motion, there being a signing of the new San Filippo and County Exec legislation, the stated in the legislation that any government relations items will have to go to the ICC for their approval, then the county board will make their approval. We have to have them sign off on it. That's what it is. And since I do not want to waste nobody time, nobody effort, because I noticed Mr. Dranzik, Barry Bateman, all the other ones that work for Transportation Public Works, they never have said in my face that they don't want to waste my time. And we have department heads that tell the other department heads, supervisors, they don't waste their time because they feel that since there's a law went in effect, they don't have it. So I don't waste nobody's time. So in other words, we want to go by the law, let's go by the law. I want to lay this over, send it back, and we can come back again.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We do have a motion to refer to...
I still had that.
Well, I just want to make sure we have a clear what the...
Lay over to refer to ICC.
Layover to refer to ICC, if we could keep our comments to that. And Supervisor Bukowski, you have a follow-up?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Okay, and I truly respect Supervisor Mayo. I guess this is our first foray into this unknown world of AB 85 or whatever, okay? I think at the very least, and I see Corporation Council has made an appearance to this meeting, I would like to at least hear from our Corporation Council. I mean, the matter before us, Mr. Chairman, and the chairman of this committee is rather important, and it's timely, I think that at the very least we need to hear from our Corporation Council. I think that's where there may be some bone of contention that I'm hearing from the supervisor, Mr. Chairman. So I guess I'd ask if we could have Corporation Council speak on that.
Point of order. You're asking for Corporation Council to weigh in on a matter with regard to AB 85? Is that the point?
Yes.
Well, we clearly had Corporation Council tell us there's a conflict of interest. So on AB 85, Corporation Council represents the executive branch. So there's no representation available for the legislative branch on that issue. And I would object if Corporation Council gives an opinion to this legislative branch on AB 85.
Just take a second here to catch our breath. Supervisor Bukowski, you are finished with your comments. Then Supervisor Mayo.
The reason why I have to agree with Supervisor Bukowski, I know where I want to go on this, but she is our corp counsel. And as long as she's a corp counsel in Milwaukee County, she will be able to give us information about this information. We are going to get our own corp counsel about fighting this bill. As long as she's corp counsel, I don't care if it's her, Grady, whoever it is, She needs to answer her question. If we ask for Corp Counsel suggestion, Corp Counsel needs to come up and give us an answer.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Any other comments from committee members?
I'm going to make it clear that if Corp Counsel addresses AB 85, I will have an understanding during the discussion of this that she's advising us on the county executive's position with regard to this issue.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Jerzyk. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I'm not mistaken, it seems that the item that was added to the agenda and put on the revised agenda was an informational report on this item, and perhaps we erred in not taking up the informational report before the actual matter to vote on. I would request a temporary layover to instead take that item up in the proper order.
Well, we do have a sequence of what takes precedent. I'm not sure what will be accomplished by the temporary layover, because if Supervisor Mayo's motion is successful, it will be not before us. It will be referred to the ICC.
Okay. My second comment, Mr. Chairman, was that if I heard Supervisor Mayo correctly, it sounded as if he stated that the new laws under Act 14 that were signed into law last week would require the ICC to take action before the county board does. The actual text of the law does not say that. We don't need legal advice to see the text of the law. It simply says that an intergovernmental agreement could not go into effect until the ICC gives approval. So in theory, this committee and the full county board could give approval whether or not the ICC gives approval, and we are not dependent to wait on them before taking action.
Well, that's not that may be your interpretation. Supervisor Mayo.
I understand where Supervisor Alexander is coming from, but why would we approve something and the ICC say no? We need to get some advice from them to see where they want to go. I would not, how would you going to tell them that they upset the county board? We say, yes, and they say no, and then what happens? So what we need to find out exactly how the ICC feel about this issue, then we can quarrel and react of saying, ask the state legislature, ask San Filippo and County Gazette, where do we go from here? This is clearly the law. So, in other words, I want to make sure that we have the right ground, because we don't want no, what is it called? What you call those? Send out all the press releases that the county board is trying to sidestep the law.
Okay, first, there's somebody over there as far as Corp Counsel to our precedent. I believe if she has made a motion to temporarily lay the item over, that takes precedent over the referral. And that I would prefer that you remove that, because if we do the referral, if the referral fails, then a temporary layover may be appropriate, but I think it would be more consistent if we do the referral question first, if we vote on that first.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, could you please re-explain what you're asking?
I wish that you would withdraw your request to lay the item over, because if we refer the item to the ICC, then it makes the issue mute, that we would not be taking the item up if it's referred to the ICC. So a temporary layover really just wastes our time if the referral were to prevail.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I won't be withdrawing the motion, only because I think that there's information as far as the informational report and the testimony attached to it that could impact our decision on whether or not to continue with referring to the ICC, specifically relating to how much money the county could save by approving this item today and how that savings will be lost if we prefer a move to the ICC first. So I don't withdraw the motion. Thank you.
That, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the motion to temporarily lay the item over.
Lay Temporary landover.
For this meeting, during this meeting, right, to the end of
the meeting.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the temporary layover.
Mr. Chairman, can I have a clarification? Is it your intention that if this item is not referred, that we will hear the report from the comptroller prior to action?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the temporary layover.
Mayo?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Two ayes, four noes. The motion to temporarily lay this item over has failed.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Now we do have a motion to refer. Madam Clerk, if there's no discussion, Supervisor.
Okay. On the referral.
Yes.
Well, I'm hopeful, Mr. Chairman, that maybe not so much from Corporation Counsel, but we've got staff, in particular Julie Esch, who has spent a lot of time putting the numbers together, that we could talk about the ramifications of a layover. I mean, she's done the work. I think that is valid before we take this vote, because we should know what it's going to cost us.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo, you have a comment?
I have no comment. I would like the Corp Counsel to answer the question that Supervisor Krakowski put forth.
And, Supervisor Borkowski, would you restate your question for Corp Counsel and we can hear her response?
I don't believe that Corporation Counsel has run the numbers as far as what all of these ramifications mean as far as us giving up water usage on the county grounds, et cetera. Corporation Counsel, I believe, is here, and correct me if I'm wrong, is on an interpretation of AB 85 that we've heard from a colleague who has said that and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but Corporation Counsel's testimony, until we have our own people, it's going to be tainted, because it's going to be the executive versus the county board. And so I still want to go back to the fact that Julie Esch from the Department of Administration has done all of the legwork, roadwork, if you will, as far as running the numbers and what this all means. Julie Esch.
Okay, because that Supervisor, now you I believe that Supervisor Mayo made a request that he would like Corp Counsel to answer the question yet that you had posed earlier.
Okay, fine.
And I was asking you to repeat that question so Corp Counsel could respond to it.
Okay, my question is, our Corporation Counsel, I think that the reason that this tactic is happening, right, wrong, or indifferent, is an interpretation of the law and the bill. And so I have asked our Corporation Counsel if they could weigh in. Now, in fairness, we have heard from a colleague on this committee who's already stated that, in essence, and I'm sorry to use the word tainted, but if that's a fair word.
Could I respond to that?
Well, in a minute, I would like Supervisor Borkowski just to clarify his question.
All right,
so
I would
we can
like
have
to have Corporation Counsel weigh in on whether or not we can take this up before ICC.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair. Please excuse let me, before you ask Corp Counsel, at least let me respond to Supervisor Borkowski.
We would like to just stay on track, and then
after
Corp Counsel makes her comments about what Supervisor Borkowski has asked, I will be glad to open the floor to other committee members.
This is relevant. It will take just a moment. It's relevant.
I will, sure, please keep it short.
Thank you. It's not my opinion. Corp Counsel has stated in writing they have a conflict of interest. When Corp Counsel has a conflict of interest means they cannot advise a client. So when and if Corp Counsel is going to respond, and I know colleagues want to hear her respond, there is a clear conflict of interest. Even Corp Counsel has stated it in writing. We should understand Corp Counsel's response will be a response on behalf of the executive branch. Now, Supervisor Mayo said AB 85 is clear. AB 85 is not a clearly written law. There's all kinds of problems with AB 85. We are going to get legal advice to advise the legislative branch. So if you want to pursue this, at least understand for this committee that Corp Counsel is going to give you the interpretation that the executive branch has with regard to AB 85. If we have that understanding, I have no objection to having Corp Counsel give you the understanding from the executive branch's viewpoint.
Thank you, Supervisor Jurczyk, and I think everyone now is clarified as to your interpretation of where Corp Counsel sits. What I'd like is that Corp Counsel, could you respond to Supervisor Mayo's request to answer Supervisor Borkowski's question?
Kimberly Walker, Corp Counsel. I think I followed the questioning. What I'll say is the MOA that our office has reviewed has been reviewed in terms of it being a 10-year agreement with $20,000 per year. So the Office of Corporation Counsel values this contract as a $200,000 contract because that's the straight dollars. If you look at the law provides that the ICC's agreement or approval would be necessary on agreements that are in excess of $300,000. So it is the opinion of our office that this does not need to go before the ICC because the value of the contract in and of itself is $200,000.
Thank you for that response, Corp Counsel. But Supervisor Mayo, did you still want to pursue the refer to the ICC? I think it would. Everyone has heard the comments. Madam Clerk, the motion before us is to refer the item to the ICC.
We have a speaker, I think.
I don't know if it's appropriate to hear from the city attorney from the city of Wauwatosa.
It's the public.
All right. All right. We will call up to. We have one comment card here from the city attorney from the city of Wauwatosa.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm Alan Kessner, city attorney of Wauwatosa. I appreciate you, for lack of a better term, indulging me in this. As a party to this agreement, I'm not going to advise you as to what your opinion should be, but I'll give you my opinion for the city of Wauwatosa. And on behalf of the city of Wauwatosa, and my advice to the city of Wauwatosa is that the new provisions in Act 14 don't apply, not only because of, as Attorney Walker stated, it's valued at under $300,000, but in addition because it doesn't apply to all agreements. It applies to intergovernmental cooperation agreements under 66.0301 and also to contracts for shared services. In my opinion, this is neither of those. This is simply a transfer of jurisdiction that will be approved by the Public Service Commission and also by the City of Milwaukee. We have a purchase agreement with the City of Milwaukee that was approved by the Common Council of this amendment. So in my opinion to the City of Wauwatosa, if this is helpful to you, is that the new provision in Act 14 doesn't apply. I'll open to questions if you have any.
Thank you for your comments, Supervisor Mayo.
I appreciate you making your statement. Corp Counsel, I appreciate you making your statement. And you know I just was talking to our chief of staff. And we have a conflict here. And it's out of your office that one of your attorneys informed us that this needs to go to the ICC. And so I prefer to make sure that we are doing everything above board and we are transparent, that we still want this referred to the ICC, and once they make a decision, we can move on. Because I will not be sitting here as chair of this. Anyone know that chair of this transportation, that I like to have everything transparent and move smoothly. Even sometimes I might not agree, but I do not want no one to say that we are hindering the new process.
Thank you. Supervisor Rakowski, then Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you. I guess I'm curious as how big this cabal of attorneys in Wauwatosa is. I didn't realize that Tulsa was the size of Boston or whatever that had multiple attorneys. And so, Mr. Chairman, if...
Not from his office, from our corp counsel.
Our corp counsel?
Yes, it was a counselor from our corp counsel. Yes.
Okay, then I would like clarification on that.
Mr. Chairman, Kimberly Walker, Corp Counsel. I wasn't aware of the prior advice that the Chief of Staff talked about, but to the extent that the Chief of Staff was advised that this needs to go to the ICC, I would tell you that I don't believe that's correct.
Kelly Babbage, Chief of Staff to the County Board. Yesterday I did speak to Deputy Corporation Counsel Mark Grady, who indicated that this item required, under the provisions of the bill, referral to ICC.
So in response to that, I'd like to say we did have a conversation this morning because it sounds like there have been a lot of people talking to various attorneys in the office around this very subject. And Mr. Grady and I and Colleen, who's been working on the MOA, are all in agreement that this does not need to go to the ICC. I'm happy to have him come down and state on the record that he agrees if that is what's required, but we did talk about this earlier today, and given, again, the value of the contract being $20,000 a year for the 10 years, we don't believe this needs to go to the ICC.
Well, thank you for your comments. I think we're done with that. Supervisor Borkowski, you're finished. Move on to Supervisor Alexander? Okay.
Before I defer to Supervisor Alexander, I would like to hear from Ms. Esch, who's done all of the preparatory work. I think it's important that we know what we're leaving on the table.
Well, Supervisor Wood, what we have before us is to refer to the ICC. That's what the discussion and the vote takes place. If you want to have a different discussion than a different motion, it needs to be entertained. But currently, what's before us is, do you want to refer the item to the ICC? Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to offer another reason it would be unwise of us to refer this to the ICC at this time. Obviously, we all know that there's a deadline attached to this item, even though we haven't heard from the department that wrote the reports. We all know that the county stands to lose a lot of money if we don't approve this item before the deadline. However, there was also an item on the table when we arrived for this meeting today that was an amendment. It didn't have an author attached to it, so I asked around and was told that Supervisor Borkowski had worked on that. And my concern at this point is Act 14, which I grabbed while we were in debate, states that before an agreement may take effect and become binding on a county, it must be approved by the Executive Council, referring to the ICC. If we, at this time, refer this to the ICC for right or for wrong, and supposing the ICC meets and approves it and sends it back to us effectively, then we take up the amendment and change it. It would then have to go before the ICC a second time. So if the supervisors are truly concerned about the interest of time and not wasting it, it would be more prudent for us to, at a minimum, hear out the reports and amend the item so that the final draft would be what would go before the ICC.
Thank you for your comments. Supervisor Mayo.
Let's make this very clear. I'm here to make sure that we do things right. I don't need anybody to be flipping and say that wasting time. I don't waste time. I do things right, and I'm continuing to do things right. Michael, Mr. Chair, I want to make sure that we are doing everything proper. I don't want nothing to go wrong here, because if I was, and I wish the meeting did not start on time, because I was going to withdraw this. And I wish I would have been here, but I'm unfortunate this is in front of us. And I want to make sure that we are doing things right. That's all I want to do. And we are not losing any money on this process. As a matter of fact, we really will be losing money because even with the amendment in there, within this resolution, it stated that they could put more towers, cell towers on there, that we can do that right now. And they stopped us from putting them to do that. So this, because I think this is interesting, because I'll be very honest with you, when I talked to Ms. Hash, in the third phase of this process, I'm looking to try to get the fire department and the police department off of the county taxpayer dole. So I'm not trying to hinder anything. I want to make sure we're doing things right, because I'm wanting to get to that third phase so we can get Wauwatosa off all of Milwaukee County taxpayer dollars.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, we do have a motion to refer to the ICC. Could you please call the roll?
Mayo.
Aye.
Burkowski.
No.
Jerzyk.
No.
Lipscomb.
No.
Alexander.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Two ayes, four noes. The motion to lay this item over and refer it to the ICC has failed.
Make a motion.
Okay, I'm going to move. Actually, I have an amendment, but. Mr. Chairman, Ms. Esch, as I've mentioned now for the third time, has done all of the legwork, preparatory work as far as running the numbers, and I think it would be good for us to hear what this proposal means to Milwaukee County.
Thank you, Supervisor Burkowski. It was the intention that we would, after the appropriate motions and parliamentary procedures were followed. So now that we've taken a vote to refer the item, we will hear from Ms. Esch.
Actually,
Supervisor Mayo.
Mr. Chairman, since we have no, actually, can you ask the comptroller come up for also, and while they do this report, that we can also do 15 together.
We have a request to do items number 11 and 15 together. If we could then have Madam Clerk read item 15, and if there's no objections from the committee, we will take both together. We have the comptroller come up. Madam Clerk, could you read item 15?
Item number 15. From the comptroller submitting an informational report regarding the cost analysis of water utility on Milwaukee County grounds and the transfer of 7 utility customers to the city of Wauwatosa. This report is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. What do we have? Ms. Esch, you want to go forward?
Okay. Actually, Scott, go for
it. Okay. We'll ask the comptroller, since that's fine. We can go back and forth. It's all right. Mr. Mansky, can you start us off here?
Yes. Good morning. Scott Mansky, Milwaukee County Comptroller. I issued a report on Monday, which was added to the committee agenda, item 15. And as I indicated at your previous meeting, I would do a cost analysis of the transfer of the 7 utility customers to the city of Wauwatosa. That cost analysis, I summarized on the summary of that analysis on page 1. The county and the state, by the transferring of these 7 utility customers to the city of Wauwatosa, the county and the state would avoid certain capital costs of $1.7 million associated with the zoo interchange construction and future capital costs of $1.36 million related to these customers. The $1.7 million related to the county and to the state regards the work that would have to be done to put in new water utility lines because of the zoo interchange, and also replacing some 80-year-old lines on the northern side of the campus that go over and serve the athletic fields at Wisconsin Lutheran, and also serving
Willoway and the gardens. The $1.36 million of future-related costs would be for the replacement of the water tower that's on the western side of the county grounds there. Number two, in addition, the county's water utility rate would drop for existing water utility customers. The 2012 water utility rate was $4.38 per 100 cubic feet of water. The water utility rate, if the customers are not transferred, would be $4.57 per 100 cubic feet versus a rate of $4.27 if they did transfer to the city of Wauwatosa. Item three, the impacted customer's water utility payment would drop if they transferred to the city. The impacted customers would drop from $77,000 per year to $52,000 per year by being under the city of Wauwatosa rates. The last item, which I've been able to do some more work on since the issuance of this report, one of the issues that was there is the water tower that's on the western side of the campus was repaired about 3 or 4 years ago, and they put about $875,000 of cost into that facility. There is still about, I believe, $765,000 of debt that still remains on that water utility, $756,000 of debt that remains, which is being charged to the customers. There is not an issue from a bond perspective. We would not have to pay out those bonds if we transferred or leased the water tower to them, so there would not be any issue. The costs would continue to be charged over to the utility customers in the Wauwatosa utility. So my assumption here was that I wanted to look at that a little bit further and make sure on the debt side that we could would not have to take out that debt. Regarding that as a result of this. So based upon the information that I found from this, I didn't indicate that in here, but it was I wanted to provide you a report on this, and it would be my recommendation that you transfer the seven utility customers to the city of Wauwatosa.
Comments from committee? Ms. Esch.
Thank you. Following up then with the comptroller's comments, I'd like to speak specifically to largely we've been as a county back and forth with the city of Wauwatosa for a number of years, and more recently on transferring the entire water utility. As I'd mentioned in a previous meeting, it really became time sensitive when the zoo interchange mitigation work when the DOT came to the county and to the city with their plans, and we had to come up then with how we're going to relocate utilities. And that's when we were discovered that the county's compensation from the state on moving those utilities in right away is 50%, where the city's is 80% reimbursement. We started talking about then the logistics of the system and who's serving what. In the meantime, UWM Innovation Park was being developed, and we found out that they asked the city if they could be on their service, not the county's. And I'll have Gary kind of point out some of the redundancies in the two systems that was able to, in the red, there's a lot of lines there, but some of the red lines that allowed for water service by the city to be provided to UWM Innovation Park. We also then discovered that the Lutheran College had also asked for similar to also be on the city of Wauwatosa's water system. With all those things, and then the fact that over the years the county has been, we've been getting out of our various businesses on the county grounds, is this really, you know, from all these reasons, what do we think is the right thing to do? And at that point was when the Public Policy Forum was engaged. You heard the report on the analysis, the pros and cons to both the county and the city of transferring the seven customers and then the West Water Tower. That analysis then led to the negotiation of the agreement that you have before you between the city and the county. This nets out a tax levy savings to the county annually of $23,000. But the bigger issue is the cost avoidance. There is the cost avoidance is related, of course, to the utility relocation work as part of the mitigation work for the zoo interchange. The West Water Tower annual maintenance that is part of the agreement that the city of Wauwatosa will assume if this agreement were to be approved, that is approximately a $58,000 cost to the users of the system, of which the county is a portion of that. The other thing is we talked to engineers to build, design, construct water towers as to the future costs. In 2013 dollars to replace the West Water Tower, to rebuild it, because you wouldn't build it how it is today. The size and the structure itself is outdated. It would cost in today's dollars about $1.3 million to replace. There's another $30,000 or more for demolition costs. Those would be avoided. The city of Wauwatosa would, they would have the water tower at the end of the 10-year lease, and they would do with it as they saw fit for the system. So total cost avoidance to all users of the county system is a little over $3 million. That's why we are asking for the approval to go ahead and make this transfer of the 7 customers and the West Water Tower.
Supervisor Mayo, Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Ms. Hash, about your report. And I know that you worked very hard on this. But remember, there's no tax dollars in this. This is all, even if we place some of these things, it would be going to our user, will provide the $3 million and also to make sure that we take care of it. Is there tax dollars in this?
Yes, there are, sir.
Which ones?
There is for the users, the county users, which is in this case Fleet and the Children's Court Center and Research Park. They will see a decrease in tax levy needed to pay for water service.
Yeah, but how much is it?
About $2,000.
$2,000. How much was? Because I want to make it very clear.
Yeah, I understand.
Let me finish, Ms. Hash. We don't need that, Ms. Chairman. We don't need the
right. Exactly. I think she knows how she's supposed to act.
Not like that. Okay. Ms. Hash. Now, also, how much is it when you talk about the $1.3 or $3 million savings, how much will that come from taxpayers, or is it just for the users? Can you break that down? Because when you throw numbers out there, I want people and whoever listening understand that it's really not a savings to the taxpayers. And how much, if there's a savings, how much is it to the taxpayers, please?
I've estimated that based on the total water consumption of county users, that there's about in the neighborhoods of $50,000 in savings to county users. The remainder would be mostly the medical quadrant.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Supervisor Borkowski?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make the motion for approval on item 11, but I would also like to add an amendment.
Mr. Chairman?
Supervisor Mayo?
I know Supervisor Borkowski is just a point of order. Is any, because we are in a new area, can we amend things now on contracts that we have? Can someone give you that? Because if my understanding with the new era that we are in, if we don't get this up front, and it's where conversation with the staff, the supervisors, and everyone else, when there's errors and you have to come back and amend it, who actually amended? You can't amend it once it comes in front of us. We have to amend it. So I'd like to know, is this appropriate in front of us?
Actually, staff, we're going to need Corp Counsel back here to get some kind of guidance on this.
Where?
Oh, they're there. Oh, I didn't. Usually they're sitting over here. They're hiding.
Come on, visit us.
Yes.
Just point of order, same objection, same line of reasoning.
Thank
so
you,
we're all recognizing that. Right. And this is not spite or some other nasty term that colleagues want to attribute to this. This is written statements that there's a conflict.
Yes, right? And actually just thank you. So you understand, so I also agree with your interpretation, and I think a lot of the committee does too. But unfortunately, this is the only mechanism we have right now. So
just so we recognize that this is the Corp Counsel's advice that is given to the executive branch.
Yes.
Whether this mm-hmm. body's going to accept it will be entirely up to us.
Corp Counsel, could you please Supervisor Mayo has a question about whether or not this amendment is appropriately before us, because our interpretation of the changes in Madison was that contracts cannot be amended, that we have to take an up or down vote on those contracts.
I guess I'm not really, I was here today on the, just on specifically on the memorandum of agreement, and my name's Colleen Foley, by the way, so I'm sorry, but I was prepared to address the issue of the new legislation and a contract under $300,000. I'd be glad to look at it and get back to you. I'm sorry, but I can't answer it on the spot.
It's the most honest answer I've heard from the council a lot.
Thank you. Ms. Foley?
I defer to my seniors in the
office. Sure.
Okay.
Corp Counsel Walker, could you please come up? We have a question for Corp Counsel that hopefully you'll be able to give us some shed some light on. Supervisor Mayo has asked a question about whether or not this amendment is appropriately before us due to the new constraints put on the county board. Do you have a response for that?
Mr. Chairman, Kimberly Walker, Corp Counsel. I'm looking for the provision, the exact language, because it's dangerous trying to remember this. And I believe, I don't see it at the moment, but I believe it indicates if it's an agreement. Oh, yeah, thank you. 5917 indicates that I just lost it.
Okay.
I was looking. Hold on, just give me a second. Sure. I've got to find it again.
You can ask people in Madison to answer questions.
You want to do a temporary layover so she can.
Here it is. I found it.
Okay.
That with regard to the sale or lease of property, the county executive's actions must be consistent with the established county board policy and must be approved by the county board to take effect. So the county board may only approve or reject contracts as negotiated by the county executive. That's what the language in 5917 says.
So your advice to us today is that this amendment number one dealing with this is out of order?
If it's a contract, if this is considered to be a contract, then what it says is that the county board may only approve or reject contracts as negotiated by the county executive. That's the straight language out of the bill.
Okay.
Well, just so we're clear, then the advice that you're giving us, me as chair, is that I can appropriately rule that amendment number one is out of order and is inappropriate for us to take a vote on today?
And Colleen worked on this, and I believe the answer is yes. If this is a contract, and I believe that's what she has in front of her, then yes, it would be out of order because according to this law, the county board's authority is only to approve or reject a contract that has been negotiated by the county executive.
Thank you, Madam Corp Counsel. We have Supervisor Borkowski. You have a...
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Okay. Hearing that ruling, I would, Mr. Chairman, ask Ms. Esch, the rest of the resolution minus the amendment, why this is important or not important to go forward today. Obviously, if there was an amendment, that meant that something else could be added, but I'd like to ask her if, without the amendment, how this is relevant.
Thank you, Supervisor Borkowski.
You're welcome.
Ms. Esch, could you please respond to his question?
I just want to make sure I'm clear. I'm speaking about the amendment.
You can't.
So speaking of what happens next is that if this is approved. If this is approved, the agreement, then it will be executed as it is in the packet, and we'll be able to go forward with modifying our plans and specifications for the Zoo mitigation work to save that $1.7 million. There's a July 15th deadline that we have to meet.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Okay, and then if you could also clarify, because we had the amendment, there was a reason that the amendment was put forward, so what is in essence the cost of not having this amendment?
I don't know that there would be a direct cost at all. I don't think there would be a direct, there would not be a direct cost. There, what it would, yeah, there's no direct cost.
It was on the table before we all
voted. Do we have a comment, Supervisor Lipscomb?
Well, just on that, isn't this a provision that the comptroller spoke to?
Correct.
We're talking about the addition of the protection on the bonds, correct?
Correct.
So I guess I'd like...
Mr. Mansky.
I'd like Mr. Mansky's opinion on whether that provision would be important and whether so that I can rely on that as to whether or not I'm comfortable with an agreement going forward absent an important provision.
Mr. Mansky, are you able to give us your opinion on the lack of not including this additional language?
The language that was provided here was provided by the county's bond counsel, Chuck Jarrett, when we had requested the information from him. He suggested that this information be added as a safeguard to the agreement, and you know, it was the belief that Wauwatosa, being who they are, you know, could not do any of those types of things, but he placed this in there as a safeguard to protect the bonds. We have 10 years left on the payment of the... We have 10 years left on the debt issue that is in question here for the payoff of those bonds. And during that time, the agreement here... it was provided as a safeguard to make sure that the bonds would not become due. So I'm going based upon his opinion that he wanted to place this in there and there was no problem from the city of Wauwatosa regarding that matter. I don't know what to say if the item isn't in there. It would depend upon the good graces of the city of Wauwatosa to make sure that they don't do anything.
Thank you, Mr. Mansky. Do we have any other motions from committee members or comments?
I have lots of comments.
Well, this is your turn to speak on the item. I believe Supervisor Borkowski... it was a little complicated, but did you move approval on the item? Or
I did.
Because you then...
Right, I did, okay. And I'm...
Are you still...
on that path. Yeah, I'm going to stay on
right.
that path. I
don't go to Vegas with Mark. Okay. Super. Did committee members have comments? Supervisor Jersey.
Yes. I mean, look, I'll speak for myself. I want to do the right thing here. Just from a common sense viewpoint, we have DAS advising us to do this. We've had reports that advised us that this is financially a good thing for both the county and the city of Wauwatosa, and I believe the seven customers. We've heard from the comptroller that he agreed with the analysis and the numbers behind this by DAS. He agreed with that. The smarty pants in Madison who want to run things from the Capitol have put us in a bind here. So I'm going to ask if we can get Mr. Mansky. Mr. Mansky, are you comfortable advising this committee to accept the agreement without what would be perfectly good language, I think, from bond counsel But again, the smarty pants in Madison didn't see these kinds of activities come before us. They assumed that we all act in bad faith here when we're dealing with the corporation of Milwaukee County, instead of actually acting in good faith and trying to do the right thing. Are you comfortable with us, and you continue to advise that we move forward without the amendment?
My suggestion would be to you that you approve the agreement as you have before you, but that we come back to you in the July cycle with an additional agreement that says that they will do nothing to harm the bonds that would create it to be taxable then.
Well, just on that, I would see once again that's amending an agreement after. That's not what we're approving.
Well, Mr. Chair, so, I mean, this assumes that mm-hmm. we're going to accept the advice that's been provided. I, for one, don't accept the advice. I believe that we are acting in good faith here, and I actually think if Dawson and county executive are confronted with us amending this, they're not going to veto it, because we're acting in good faith, and this is good for the agreement. So let's not accept the advice. I'd encourage Supervisor Borkowski to move his amendment forward. Let's put it in, and let's get this done right.
Amen, sister.
Thank you for your comments. If do you have any
other? Well, I'm going to ask Supervisor Borkowski if he wants to move the amendment. Otherwise, I'm going to.
Well, I have, yes.
Well,
I
no, I as I chair at wrong. This time, this is definitely inappropriate. I mean, I think what was read was very clear that it is a simple up or down vote. If you approve, if you like what's on the piece of paper in front of you, you vote yes. If you don't, you vote no.
We never voted and on the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Not on. It has been ruled inappropriate and out of order by advice. That was the advice that I received from Corp Counsel, that it would be inappropriate for us to move forward.
You're accepting that advice, sir.
I am, and it is consistent with my own opinion and what I.
Point of order. I'd like a ruling that the committee does not accept the advice.
Madam Clerk, we can do that. That we can take a roll call vote of members to disregard Corp Counsel's advice.
It's a ruling from the chair. I think we have no right to vote on that.
You have the right to challenge the
Mr. Chairman,
ruling on it, but
the motion would be challenging the chair, ruling of the chair.
Right.
I would suggest we don't do that.
Yes, I agree. I
agree with that. As the chair, I've ruled the amendment out of order. If you disagree with that, you have a parliamentary option to change that.
Look, we all know the amendment is the right thing to do. This is from bond counsel. This is going to clean up this thing. I really don't think even the county executives is going to object to this. So let's get it done the right way from the beginning. And ignore the problems that Madison has created for us. That's what I'm asking this committee to do.
Thank you for your comments, Supervisor Jerzyk. We have Supervisor Mayo and then Supervisor Alexander.
You know, Mr. Chairman, and I understand what Supervisor Jerzyk is saying, but this is one exception. We're going to have, and this item, I agree that we should have this in there, but this is going to be on a consistent basis that we will not be able to amend any contracts. And I respect the comptroller. I respect Julie Ash, all the work, because she had me sold. But now we have something in front of us. When it's convenient to change it, and county exec administration have not said anything about this, we're just going to change it. But the law, they want to handcuff us and put this in front of us. That's the problem. And what we need to do is let us see this information versus coming to us. Because what we have in front of us now is up or down. No amendments. Up or down. That's what the law stated. That's what the county exec wanted. That's what San Filippo put in the bill. Let's deal with it. Let's don't be whining. Let me not be whining. I need to make sure that we are doing everything right, because there's going to be a day when something in front of us, we're going to vote it down. And it's coming soon. Or we're going to keep continue to say, vote it up. Because even though the comptroller made a suggestion, but he's bringing the same item. And comptroller, sir, you know once we approve something, you don't come back with another contract and amend it again. You've been with the county saying we came together. And so now that's another Pandora box we have. Because what we do, if we amend it, it got to come from the county board, not from the county exec. And that's why I was concerned when you made that comment. Unless, sir, you've been here, we came together. And unless you can tell me when we did this before, that we sent off a contract, we voted up and down, we sign off on it, some contracts you sign off, then also we come back and say, well, the county exec want to amend this contract. It comes from amendment from here. I'm confused, sir. And we can't do this. Let's don't start playing nip and nap. When we say don't go for the 200,000, they're right. If we move, we can move it along that way. But now we have an amendment in front of us that we really should not be dealing with. And we're going to have more and more. I guarantee we're going to have more amendments this cycle. I'm talking too much. I'll leave it alone.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Supervisor, I said Alexander and then Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can I clarify which motion is on the table? I want to make sure I'm speaking to the correct motion.
I've challenged the ruling of the chair that we should accept the opinion of Corp Counsel that we cannot take up the amendment.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I think I'll hold my comments for after we address that issue because my comments are more directed to two other solutions that we could explore on dealing with the situation before us.
Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb, on the motion to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, on the motion. Are you challenging the ruling of the chair that the amendment is out of order, or are you trying to make this what you just stated, which has more nuance to it, that it's based on the advice of Corp Counsel or whatever. I think the bottom line is the motion, is the amendment out of order? That's the ruling of the chair. I think anyone could vote on that based on what they heard from Corp Counsel, based on their own reading, their plain reading of the statute, any reason. So I want to make clear that it's just a straight up vote on the ruling of the chair. It is not, does not carry any of the value judgments of whose advice you're relying on to determine that.
I'll accept that. It's a ruling that the amendment's out of order.
Thank you. I have ruled that amendment number one is out of order for the advice from Corp Counsel. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Clarification, which vote is what?
We agree that it's out of order.
We agree that with the chair, which way do we vote?
Yes, that's a good question to ask. Could we clarify that, what a yes vote means? You disapprove of the ruling, or?
My motion was that it's out of order. So a yes vote is yes, it's out of order.
Is that, Madam Clerk?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, yes, that's how I would understand it to be. And I would be in support of Supervisor Jurczyk's challenge.
And so that, when the roll is called, if you vote aye, it means that you believe that the amendment is appropriately before us. If you vote no, you believe that the item is inappropriate and accept the ruling of the chair.
Correct.
All right. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayo.
No.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
No.
Alexander?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
We have two ayes, four noes. The motion that the challenge of ruling of the chair that the amendment is out of order fails.
Thank you. So we no longer have to deal with the amendment. The ruling from the chair is that it's inappropriate. We now have the item before us that Supervisor Borkowski has moved approval of. We now we can continue questions from committee for Ms. S. Ash and Mr. Mansky. We will go back to Supervisor Alexander and then Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are two possibilities for solving the conundrum before us that I'd like to bring to the committee's attention. And the first is directly related to my no vote on the last question. The corporate counsel explained earlier that it was their opinion that the amendment would be out of order if it's pertaining to a contract. But if we look at the resolution and the amendment and the attached contract that are all before us as attachments, the be it resolved clause on the actual resolution says, be it resolved, the County Board of Supervisors hereby authorizes and directs the Department of DOS, Corporate Counsel, Risk Management, et cetera, to negotiate, prepare, review, approve, execute, and record all documents and perform all actions required to enter into an agreement with the aforementioned provisions. So the amendment that was before us would have changed those provisions. I think that that same amendment would be in order if it has one change to the amendment, or I guess a substitute amendment that has one change and strikes the word directs out of the be it resolved clause. Because then, under what we're all understanding with Act 14, we wouldn't be directing anyone to enter into a contract, and we would not be changing the contract itself. We would simply be amending the resolution that would authorize direction of the contract to enter into the contract, and it would have to be the county executive's office making the actual direction. Thereby, we could circumvent having any problems. Second possibility, if we didn't want to do that substitute amendment, but I think that could be a good way to go because it wouldn't actually change the contract language. Second possibility is...
Keep going.
By the time we get to board day, I'm sure that if we work in concert with the county executive's office, revision... new contract, new resolution, new amendment, however we want to term it, could be brought before the board under suspension of the rules with the blessings of the committee chair and the understanding that we foresaw that happening and that the committee was supportive of it, regardless of whether or not we wanted to approve it on board day as a different topic, but at least it would be properly before us in the right format with the right contract language at that time. And I'm willing to support going either of those routes. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We then have Supervisor Lipscomb and then Supervisor Jerzyk.
I don't know that I understood option one. I don't think option two is appropriate because there already is an item on the topic, so we wouldn't need an item under suspension. The comptroller suggested that there'd be a subsequent corrective action. I don't know why we wouldn't just delay the item entirely if the actual effective agreement would not be in place until next cycle because it would have to be corrected through an amended contract. That's the same as us not taking action today and acting on a correct agreement from the exec in July. My motion would be layover, straight layover, as opposed to the previous motion, which was a referral, was not a layover.
Mr. Chairman?
Supervisor Lipscomb has made a motion to lay the item over. Supervisor Jerzyk, you were the next in the queue for comments.
I appreciate Supervisor Alexander's advice. Those are wonderful loopholes to get around the law. I think there are probably lots of other loopholes like that. We could perhaps use going forward after we actually get some legal advice for legislative branch in AB 85. But in good faith, I don't think we want to play any of those games right now. If we could hear from Ms. Esch whether it's going to be, is there going to be a financial cost to lay this over to July to see if we can get it corrected since we can't apparently do it today?
Thank you. Ms. Esch, can you answer that question?
Yes, there will be a financial impact. The middle of July, we have to have our plans and specifications into the state, and we will lose that $1.7 million in savings. We'll have to go forward and put in water mains, the county as well as whatever the city does.
In light of that reply, Mr. Chair, I'd like to hear from the city attorney of Waukesha, if he'd be so kind. Wauwatosa. He was very straightforward in his advice on AB 85. I think it was one of the clearest opinions I've heard. But I'd like to hear on whether there'd be some good faith effort by the city of Wauwatosa to comply with what the concerns of this amendment are.
Well, before you answer that, I think Ms. Esch needs to follow up on this comment of the 1.7. That was not a complete answer, because in the other
She said we have to have it
months,
before.
Right, but this was approval in July or potentially in July because of different construction things towards the end of July and beginning of August. So I just want that reconciled first. Yes, if you could give us a clear definition on this construction timeline.
I think I made it defer to Mr. Stavi. He's been working directly on the plan.
Carl Stavi, Facilities Management. We currently have a contract being prepared for relocation of the utilities with the expected bid opening mid-July. And to fast-track turn that around to try and get contractors out there early, very early in August. We have to be done by December. The state is actually planning to start construction in November on Watertown Plank Road. They've given us that extra month to December 1st to make sure we get our stuff out of the way. Due to the sheer volume of the work that we're looking at, we expect to have multiple crews working at the same time. They've got to work in conjunction with many other utilities at the same time. They're being relocated, ATC, We Energies, Time Warner Cable, all these other utilities relocating at the same time. So it's critical that we get out, get started as soon as we can in August to be able to complete the work.
And with that, even if we approve something today and then in the county board cycle in June, you would just be doing your walkthrough process, you said, in July for the contractors to make bids on this?
We will be advertising the contract. I believe July 3rd is the first date of advertisement. Open bids 2 weeks later at July 17th, and then hopefully turn the contract around right away. At this time, we're actually designing both ways with the anticipation that at the time we're ready to award the contract, we can award the appropriate contract.
I'm still, I guess, not clear on your timeline, because you still said you wouldn't be awarding anything until what is mid-July for you? Or if we laid this over for a cycle and we voted on it on our July calendar, it doesn't at least sound to me that would impact your schedule very much.
We'll open the bids right now. The schedule to open the bids mid-July. We would be looking to award the contract at that time. And we need to know what we're going to award. And so the key is to be getting contractors out on site as soon as we can to be able to meet the schedule of completing the construction by December 1st. Delaying the understanding of when we can award or what we're going to award into the county board meeting toward the end of July would put us in a very difficult situation for trying to complete all the work.
Questions from committee?
Hold it. What? There were two parts to that question. You went back to the first part. I accept that they're answering we have to do this now. Then the city of Wauwatosa was asked if they would work in good faith with getting this this agreement amended next month. I'd like to know that so we can, I'm going to have to vote on this today.
Right, but I don't think the city attorney can speak for the city council
He can speak for the advice he's going to give the council.
If you want his...
Mr. Chair, if he could please get his input.
Make it brief. Like I said, he doesn't represent the wishes of the city attorney for the city of Wauwatosa.
Again, Mr. Chairman, supervisors, thank you. I am willing to commit that we will advise the city not to do anything in violation of even these new added provisions that were attempted to be added. It's not in our interest to do that, to endanger these bonds any more than it would be in the county's interest. And so I can commit that we'll provide that advice to the council at any time they ask.
And just so we have it clear that you're just giving advice, and if they choose not to accept your advice, so be it. That you have no authority to commit the city of Wauwatosa to anything.
Just like here, I am their attorney. I'm not there signing on their behalf.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo.
Mr. Chairman, there's two things I would like to do. First, I would like Attorney Grady come up forth to the table. And also, we had a conversation out there. We'll ask my committee members, this is what I would like to do. I would like to have a special meeting before the county board to have them go back and clean everything up, what they have to do. But we can proceed on this if the committee would like. I know what Supervisor Jersey says, she don't want to hear this from them because they don't represent us. But there are reason why I want them to come forth so we could have some type of legal information. Mr. Grady, will you tell them about the whereas clauses and everything else in this contract in front of us right now? But I would like to see poll my committee members and say, can we have a special meeting to make this cleaner, to have the corp counsel, comptroller, and county exec office go back and negotiate with city of Wauwatosa to add this into their contract, because we can vote it up or vote it down today, or we can come back with a special meeting to approve this, stay within the timeline to make this a win-win situation for the residents of Milwaukee County and the residents of Wauwatosa. I have no problem with that, but Mr. Grady, Mr. Chairman, can you ask Mr. Grady to ask that?
Mr. Grady, you heard the supervisor's questions. Could you respond to that, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. There's a couple of answers, I think, to the questions that were asked. First of all, the county board has approved contracts, whether they're contracts for the sale or lease of property or regular, you know, non-real estate contracts, in more than one way in the past. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the be it resolved clauses say the county board resolves to approve the attached contract. And I think when the county board does that, it's approving that very specific document. There are other times when the county board has had in front of it a draft contract with whereas clauses setting forth what the policy is intended to be. And the be it resolved clause merely states, we the county board, authorize the exec or somebody else to enter into a contract consistent with this resolution. And they aren't approving the actual language of the contract. As long as that contract that's ultimately signed is consistent with the policy expressions in the whereas clauses or any other be it resolved clauses. This one is worded literally that the supervisors authorizes and directs the Director of Department of Administrative Services, et cetera, to record all documents, perform all actions required to enter into a memorandum of agreement with the city of Wauwatosa for the aforementioned terms related to the transfer. I don't believe anything in that resolution clause prohibits the DAS director and the other people entering into this contract from entering into a contract term that's not listed in the attached contract, as long as it is not inconsistent with any of the policy provisions set forth in the whereas clauses. You aren't, in this way it's worded, you are not approving a specified contract. You are authorizing the administration to enter into a contract consistent with the policies you've laid out. As I understand it, and I have not been involved deeply in this, but as I understand it, The amendment that was offered earlier and rejected is not inconsistent with anything that's in the whereas clause. It's not inconsistent with any of the policies set forth in there. And there would be nothing to stop the administration from, with Wauwatosa's agreement, from amending the contract that is before you to enter into it following the adoption of this resolution. So what I'm trying to say in a long-winded way is I don't think the amendment is necessary. It would only be necessary if you wanted to prevent the administration from doing something. Then with respect to the second question that Supervisor Mayo raised on a special meeting, that I think works if the chair of the committee allows the administration to withdraw the item that's before it, submit a new item before it, before the special meeting. If the chair allows that to happen, and I don't know if that's, I have to think about whether that's the chairwoman of the board or the chair of this committee, because it would probably have to be re-referred, so it would have to go through that process. But as long as the appropriate county officials, county board officials, allow that resubmission and re-referral, that could happen. But as has been stated previously, the board right now can't amend the item that's before it.
Did everybody get that first piece? Supervisor Alexander, you had a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It seems that the that we're all under the impression that the last motion that was made was to lay over, but the supervisor's actual terminology was my motion would be to lay over, so I would first like to say that I don't think that it is properly on the table before us because the motion actually wasn't made. And second, I would like to move to amend the resolution that's before us using all of the same terminology that was in Supervisor Borkowski's amendment and also adding in striking the word directs from the be it resolved clause of the resolution. I'm sorry, striking and directs from line 108 so that instead the line will read hereby authorizes the director of DAS, et cetera, to remove that from the resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think Corp Counsel, you're going to have to do a little bit of explaining here because, once again, I believe that, as we said earlier from Corp Counsel, that any type of amendment to this is out of order and inappropriate, and I'm going to stick with that. And I think that we, as a committee, you, as I stated earlier, you have a choice. If you like what's in front of you, you vote yes. If you don't, you vote no. You don't have the ability to change it. And that has been the ruling from the Corp Counsel and the ruling from the chair that was challenged and then defeated. Mr. Grady, do you have anything to add to that?
No, except I think what I was trying to say, maybe I wasn't being clear on my prior comments, is that I don't believe an amendment is necessary to affect the purposes that are desired by the amendment because your resolution doesn't allow the administration to enter into an agreement consistent with the whereas and be it resolved clauses. So they can enter into this agreement with TOSA with the amendatory language under the resolution as it exists now. So my point was that it's not needed.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Question. Can but wouldn't be required to make any changes. So, I mean, they could make any changes to the agreement that are not inconsistent. So not only could they make this the change that we presume that they would agree with because it was provided by Corp Bond Council, but they could make any other change?
Yes, they can.
That's not inconsistent? That's problematic to me. If that's our understanding of what we're authorizing, I can't authorize that.
See?
Could you respond to Supervisor Lipscomb's question?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that is consistent with the way the county has operated in the past on many occasions. The county board has often authorized resolutions or adopted resolutions that say, we authorize the administration to enter into a contract. Many times they don't even have there have been times the contract wasn't even before the body. It was just the concept before the body. And so the administration has in the past, or excuse me, the county board has in the past authorized the administration by resolution to enter into a contract along the general terms set forth in the resolution. And the administration goes out and does that. The This resolution says the same thing. It essentially says, consistent with the whereas clauses in the policy, and obviously impliedly consistent with the contract, the draft contract that's before you, but not explicitly, but implicitly consistent with that contract, they're authorized to enter into a contract. And yes, I guess the short answer is they can modify, with the mutual agreement of the Wauwatosa, other provisions in the agreement, as long as it's consistent with what the board had before it and consistent with the whereas and resolution clause. If the board doesn't like that and wants to be very specific, then it has to have, the resolution has to be worded in a different manner. It has to say, we only approve this attached contract and no other. That's not what this one says.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I understand what Attorney Grady is saying, but Mr. Grady, we are in this new time and new era. What the old board used to do, can't do anymore. This is a new board, new things that we have in front of us. So that's why I'm saying that we got to be consistent, and that's why I understand that. You see, I try to take some of your advice and make it, try to have the committee to see what we can do. The recommendation that I have for the committee, that the chair of the committee will call a special meeting to deal with all the stuff, and let's have this done before board day, so we can handle this properly, so we have no convenience. We are not trying to delay any projects. We're not trying to delay, save any, the little money the taxpayers will save, we want them to save it. So, and also, our bond council would like to have this in there. But that's not in front of us anymore. What the option of this committee have, this point, so you understand, this is a new day for this this committee. We voted up, or we voted down. And that's the issue that I think a lot of people are wrestling with at the present moment. And I thank you for your advice. I thank you for coming, trying to get us all together. So, Mr. Chairman, what is the pleasure of the committee, please?
That is a good question. Supervisor Lipscomb, do you still have your motion to lay the item over? We had a person who interpreted your language a little bit differently. Just want to make sure we're consistent. Would you like to lay the item over or move in a different direction?
I apologize for my poor English. I think what we actually were given in terms of subsequent advice from Corp Counsel was that the layover in and of itself would not bring us a corrected item, that a new item actually would have to be scheduled before the special meeting. Is that correct? Because if that's correct, then my layover is perhaps improper or irrelevant.
Corp Counsel, could you respond to that?
As I understand it, the practice of the committees of the county board has been on occasion to allow whoever submitted the item to the board to, my word, swap it out for a new item. Committee chairs have done that in the past. I leave it to the committee chairs and the chairwoman of the county board to decide your internal procedures, but that's your call and her call. But that has been a past practice, and if the chair of the committee allows that to occur here, you will have, assuming the administration is in agreement, you will have a substituted, for lack of a better word, item before you at a special meeting.
Okay. Mr. Chair, in that case, let me restate my motion. The motion would be to lay over to a special meeting, so to a date, well, I don't know, that's not a date certain, but it's to a special meeting prior to board day, if that's the intention.
Thank you. The motion before is to lay the item over to a special meeting of the Milwaukee County Economic Development.
June 17th.
We'll rephrase that. The item is to lay the item over till June 17th for a special meeting of the Economic Development Committee.
No. Transportation.
I know. I got switched on. All right. Since the Transportation Public Works and Transit Committee. Sorry about that. Supervisor Jurczyk on the layover for the special meeting.
I did like Chairman Mayo's suggestion that we swap out, I guess was the terms. And my concern with the layover is that we're laying over this matter. So I wouldn't want to lay over this matter. I want it amended. I think we're all trying to do the right thing here. I think Supervisor Mayo has the correct procedure, that we do a special meeting and have this re-referred with the corrected language. So if we're doing that, I'll support it.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the layover, as stated to the meeting, provides the maximum flexibility whether or not this item can be corrected as is or whether a new item will come forward to that special meeting. It's possible that two items would be scheduled and that this item we wouldn't work on and that a new item would get action. But I believe that the motion for layover to the special meeting of the 17th is appropriate.
Just so we're not caught in the same conundrum where we can't do amendments, because that's not going to do us any good.
No. Thank you. Just so everybody is clear, the motion is to lay over to the special meeting, and if we could speak to that, Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Earlier you attempted to ask you attempted to clarify whether or not the prior amendment before the motion to layover was properly made, if that was in order. And I have a concern because in the first testimony we received from Corporation Counsel, they explained that it was only out of order if we were attempting to amend a contract. And in the second explanation, we did not receive an answer to your question, and now we're on to a layover when we never actually got an answer to the question.
Supervisor, Corp Counsel Kimberly Walker has satisfactorily answered all questions I've posed to her, and I've taken her advice with dealing with Amendment Number 1 and other subsequent amendments. So, like I said, I'm satisfied. I have no questions of Corp Counsel. I think the item before us is the motion before us is to lay the item over to a special meeting. That's what Supervisor Borkowski, do you have a comment on that?
Yes. Unfortunately, whether we want to admit it or not, it's probably going to be the start of an agonizing less than 3 years as far as lack of cooperation or whatever. And I guess as far as this item is concerned, I am curious as to the county executive's position on a special meeting. I'd ask Mr. Tyler if he could come forward or Ms. Riza, Ms. Colton, rather, in the hopes that by having this special meeting that there would be some kind of acknowledgement from the county executive's office to be cooperative and try to make this work, okay? I guess that's why I'm asking for your counsel.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I guess our preference would be that you approve this today, but if you're willing to hold a special meeting before the next board meeting, as long as it's approved before the DAS needs to make their final decisions, I think that makes sense.
Okay, I'm back in the chair. First time in the chair, so I don't know why I say nothing. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you. We've been more than accommodating on this. The problem is that the Abley administration and the Walker administration before him has dropped the ball, not only fumbled it, but then kicked it into their own end zone for a safety here. You go back to Walker, he screwed this thing up. It was this county board that put together the task force on the zoo interchange. We were somehow able to get all the information to move the gas lines, the steam lines, and all that kind of stuff, and then magically, you guys forgot all about the water. And somehow that's our fault on the county board. We did our part. We put the task force together. But then, let's see, a new administration comes in. Who the hell cares about water pipes or gas mains or all that kind of stuff? There's not enough glamour in that. So you guys screwed that up. and then you come here at the last minute and want us to enter into an agreement after you go to Madison. Instead of spending time in Madison getting us a higher reimbursement rate, you went and put a bunch of handcuffs on the county board. So my, you know, thing here is that, you know, the levels of incompetence are just piling up here. And because we switched over from steam to gas, we did that piece. But, oh, where's the water? Now you guys come at the last minute and say, oh, wow, we got to do this. Really? This is a joke. You guys have fallen flat on your face, and you want to blame the county board as being uncooperative, which is totally wrong. And I'll tell you, I have some severe reservations about this agreement and all this kind of stuff, and I wish people would look at this. You've constantly misrepresented to the public about Milwaukee County saving millions when it's not at all. Because of this action, every customer we have on the county grounds is going to see a rate, an increase in their water bill. It doesn't matter. The question is, at what size of an increase are you going to see? If we put in the new infrastructure, it's one cost. If we go with the Wauwatosa doing it, it's still an increase for every water user out there. And the reason that is because the county executive is incompetent in managing this facility. And so that's what we have to do. That's the thing, is that there's this level of incompetence. You guys can't seem to run a three-ring circus. So what we have to do is privatize everything and divest ourselves of everything. And even if it means entering into this ridiculous deal here on, let's give Wauwatosa the water tower for a dollar and the land underneath it, but then they're going to bulldoze it. You don't think land at the county grounds is worth anything once they demolish that water tower? But we're going to give it to them for a dollar, first paragraph. You know, $20,000, but then, oh, this 50%, after that. Obviously, they plan on making more money on this deal. So I just look at all of this, and this is extremely poorly written, and it's poor from a point of view of a fiduciary responsibility for Milwaukee County to achieve the best financial outcome. And, that's what I have a whole problem with all of this. And you constantly think that you can play us for suckers, but we're not. And I'll tell you, eventually, as I said, this is all going to come to a head, and your house of cards is going to fall apart. And believe me, I have no intention to helping you cover your tracks on anything. And I'm very disappointed that the people who used to work for this county board have chosen to take that road. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Supervisor Washington. We do have a motion for a layover to the call of the chair for June 17 at 10 o'clock. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Washington?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no. The motion to lay this item over to a special committee meeting to be held on June 17th at 10 a.m. is approved.
We have to take a 20-minute break to make sure that our clerk has an opportunity to have something to eat. Then we will come back in 20 minutes. Thank you. We are recessed.